When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, hey there, boys and girls. Happy holidays from your old pal, Sam Basher.
And DJ Woldrich.
Mm-hmm. From Only Stupid Answers.
I didn't know what you were going to, like, from your pal, Sam Basher. I'm here by myself to tell you that.
Yes, I snuck into the studio to wish you happy holidays. Welcome to Only Stupid Answers.
This is weird because this is what we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's like no video. There's just literally us in a studio alone. Remember back in the day when mm-hmm. We didn't sneak in the office. We were allowed to be there, but yeah. it felt weird back when
we sat on like a different set. It was weird. But it was super just like, I did hand motions, which is not helpful.
For those listening at home, hand motions.
Wait, let's take a look. Check it out. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, there's a car going by. Yeah. I don't know if you heard that.
Welcome to Only Stupid Answers, the show where we talk about movies.
TV shows.
Comic books.
Yes.
Video games.
Yes.
Oh, wait, it would have been cool if we bounced back and forth. Right, oh, well. Right. But we talk about all those goodies, and for the holidays, we usually were like, what kind of Christmas traditions are you used to? But no. Gang. We've done that. We've done that 1 too many times, being honest. So we wanted to switch it up, and we actually want to dive into all of the things we love. Chair break? No, you're good. But we wanted to dive into all of the things that we love and talk about all of their takes on the holiday season, all their Christmas specials. Let's talk about specifically Rugrats when they taught kids. They were like, oh, these people celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas. And everyone was like, cool, that means double presents.
Oh, no, that wasn't me. I was confused. Uh-huh. I was like, you can do both? Wait a second.
Mom.
I brought up the whiteboard. I was like, hold on. Let's do the math on this one.
Let's do the connected universe of these two holidays. But yes, we're going to be talking about all of those. But DJ.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. This is my favorite time of year. It's been a little bit stressful this time of year. Mm-hmm. A lot going on this Christmas. Still got some presents I need to work out, which is not... I used to... Black Friday, I knocked that stuff out and get it out of the way and made me feel real good. This one...
Black Friday this year was weird because last year I went to Best Buy, which is usually a no-no for basically everybody.
Yeah.
But I went and bought a TV and a nice gentleman walked by. He was a Best Buy employee and he had a tablet. He was like, oh, you want to check out now? You don't have to wait in line. I was like, Wait, hold on, grab everything else. And we just grabbed everything. He checked us out and we walked right out the door. Didn't have to wait in line. We were in there for a total of 15 minutes.
We were in there for a total of 15 hours. It was a blast.
Yeah. This guy was a little sweetheart.
To clarify, I don't normally, I don't shop. I don't like go plays on Black Friday, but that's when I do a bulk of my shopping, like online and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's a good day to get it done.
Yeah.
You know, especially when I had like a real job. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? You had a day, extra day off. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, this is the time to do it.
Because
I get distracted. I looked at the cameras. If it's on, it's not on.
Mm-mm. I know. I'm doing it too. I'm looking over there.
Yeah, you're looking over there, and I'm waiting for like buttons to press.
It's weird. It's like when you wear like those weights when you go to the gym and you start like on your legs, and so you start walking a little like
you start walking like a dog with mittens on. Like, how do things?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I don't know how this works anymore. I don't know what's going on. So for this one, this was a suggestion we got on the Discord.
Yes.
Which, if you don't know, you can participate in the Discord by going to patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. We love it. If you do that, because that's what helps us do this.
That pays for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is, people talked about holiday specials. And for me, when everybody mentions holiday special, I immediately go to the Star Wars holiday special because it has in the name.
No, okay. So what is your history with that? When did you actually experience like that?
I don't know if I've seen it. I just know about
it. Oh, I thought you did. No. Oh, okay. I have watched my fair share. Thanks to friend of the show, Steve Zaragoza.
I've seen bits of it.
Yeah.
And it looks like a real...
Have we seen the same bit? Which Grandpa Wookiee watching porn?
You know, and you know who shared that with me too? Steve Zaragoza. Yeah, there it is.
I've seen other parts through other things.
Yeah.
That part is... It seems like a Coke nightmare. It seems like someone was like... Okay. They just started screaming and just scribbling with dry erase on a bunch of different
boards. A pitch meeting. If you've ever been in a pitch meeting,
what most of them are like.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
100%.
What I'm, this one seems this it, it seems like a weird nightmare. But there are a lot of Christmas specials out there. Shout out Doctor Who, which have had just that have been really near and dear to my heart. And also comics have done a lot of Christmas specials as well.
I am a sucker for those, like, hey, here's an anthology of Christmas stories. All right. Here's my, the best one, I think, because normally I always buy them and always like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
The best one recently, I think, was this year's DC one, which was the Nuclear Winter Special.
I finally read it.
Yeah, because it won, great pun on the title. Mm-hmm. Also, it captures that kind of energy because they're all apocalypses. It captures that energy of like, winter's a little sad, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It gets dark earlier, it's cold, you know what I mean? And so finding the joy in the sad, and I thought that did a really good job of doing that. My favorite one in that was the Superman 1 Million, where he's talking to Martian Manhunter, who at that point is Mars.
And does
then
that
he,
happen?
Yeah, and then, he, and then he goes back and he gives Martian Manhunter. It's a weird time travel story, but I thought it was very, very fun and touching.
Yeah, no, I read it and I enjoyed the through line that it's Rip Hunter, who's a time traveler.
Yes.
Not familiar. Legends of Tomorrow. He's a star in it. He is not on it anymore. But I like the idea that he just needs to charge his time machine,
yeah,
but cannibals are going to eat him, so he needs to just stall them with stories. And so he's like, oh, don't worry, I got stories about the Flash, I got stories about Batman, Superman, don't worry, I got all of them. And so he's just telling stories from anywhere in time and the multiverse and everything. So if you want a good one, you should go read it. There's a lot of good ones out there. But when we were playing this episode, it started like bringing up a lot of memories, and I think we both have a favorite Christmas special that's kind of like, it's an easy one that always pops up for me, and it's the Justice League animated one with the Flash and the Ultra Humanite.
Yes.
Make sure it's not Gorilla Grodd, it's the Ultra Humanite.
It's Ultra Humanite.
Different gorilla guy.
It was, before he was actually Lex Luthor before Lex Luthor, before he became a gorilla guy in the comics.
What?
Yeah, so okay, so originally he was a bald mad scientist, and that was back when, and then they introduced Lex, he was a Superman villain, and then they introduced Lex Luthor, who was a redhead, and then Ultra Humanite became a white gorilla person, and then Lex Luthor went bald. So he was basically Lex Luthor before Lex Luthor. If you want to go even further back, the original The Superman was an evil psychic person that was bald.
Yeah, but that's like way, like before comics and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Kinda. Yeah, but I was trying to think. Also, Giganta, her backstory is that she was a gorilla.
In the show.
Oh, I read one comic version of that. I think they maybe just kind of gotten rid of that fully. There is a version where she's a gorilla.
Yeah, I want to say in the Justice League show, that's her story, right?
That is, yeah.
And I always thought that was a little confusing. And then she starts dating Grodd. That was a little weird.
Yeah.
If you pay attention, some of those Bruce Timm DC animated stuff has some weird sex stuff in there. Just literally just beneath the surface.
I don't know Bruce Timm, but yeah, he does kind of, he does do that.
No, but that's a good one too, because you also get another Superman Martian Manhunter Christmas story in that episode as well.
That's when he goes to Mom Pa Kent's house, right?
Yeah. And then I want to say John Stewart and Hawkgirl are the third one. There's three stories in that Christmas episode.
The one that sticks with me is the Flash one, and they deliver presents. I really, really enjoy that episode. It's so sweet, and it's just because it's inoffensive and it doesn't matter like to anything else. It's just like, hey, let's have some fun. But also, like I mentioned earlier, Doctor Who has always had some pretty stellar Christmas specials.
What are some of your favorite, because we talked about this the other day, what are some of your favorite Doctor Who Christmas specials? Because I don't know if I remember. Doctor Who just kind of blends together for me, you know? And so the Christmas episodes are just like another episode.
Well, in the Russell T. Davies like era, those were big ones. Like they were really, really important to what was happening. Like you didn't really get them in the first season, but in like the first episode we got with David Tennant was the Christmas Invasion. It's where you had that Christmas tree like becoming a buzzsaw and going down the hallway and like chasing after them. And that was a weird one, but
I want to say, wasn't the very first episode a Christmas episode
it was Mannequins?
Yeah,
it was a plastic. I all I know from my memory is current Doctor Who. I don't know anything about like old Christmas specials, but for me, a more recent one that I actually really enjoy, there's some elements of it that gets a little too sci-fi, which Doctor Who loves to do sometimes. But Twice Upon a Time, it's the one where you get the first Doctor.
That was a good one. That was the most recent one.
David Bradley. Yeah, that was the most recent one. And you get Bill back, which I really miss Bill. Big fan of Bill.
No.
And the Doctor, and it's him, classic. He doesn't want to regenerate, so he's trying to stay as he is. And you get that one like Christmas story everyone always tells about like during like World War II, like the, or maybe it's World War One. I think it's World War One, where the soldiers stop fighting and they celebrate Christmas together.
Yeah, it is World War One.
And there's something kind of like magical about like the idea, like what if you had the technology to go back and you could like preserve the minds of everybody. Like, yeah. You could do that for everyone, and they can, like, regardless of, like, where you, like, if you don't believe in an afterlife, you built your own. Like, you made your
own. And it's also a good one because the doctor's so used to there being, like, a nefarious thing, and it's the one time that there isn't one.
Yeah.
They're just trying to do a nice thing. You know what I mean?
They're not trying to do something bad. Yeah. Let them do this, dang it. Also, I really enjoy, it's another one from, do you remember the episode that Nick Frost was on?
Yes, as Santa. Santa. Why was he Santa?
Because they were on a base, and there was an invasion, and the whole time you're still. And it becomes, well, the whole thing is actually a dream. Yeah. We dream within a dream and a dream within a dream. They do the whole thing. And it's teased that Santa might not be real, but then there's a clementine or like a tangerine left behind. And that's something. Yeah. In America, that's not something I did, but for Santa.
Remember the episode, this is not a Christmas special, with, I think it was Toby Jones as the Dream Lord?
Mm-hmm.
That was early in Capaldi's run.
That was Matt Smith.
I'm pretty sure it's Capaldi.
I got you. No, I promise. Okay. Amy Pond's in it. So that's the whole thing, is they're split up into three different dreams, and then Toby Jones is there.
I think you're wrong.
Okay, go for it.
Let's find out. Hold on. But
no, that's one of my favorite episodes as well, and I want to pull up one of my other favorite ones. Yes, there it is. The one that always weirded me out, but it ended up being kind of like a sweet one that I always remember, is when Dumbledore was on Doctor Who, and it's the planet where the swimming fish are in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
That one, because it was always like, it was one I downloaded, because I watched most of these on Netflix, where I came back and watched them through like iTunes, and I downloaded that one like right before I actually caught up with the season, so it's like this weird one that's in my brain, but I always remember that one being like a really special one for me. But also, like, the CW shows do them as well. Like, they've been, or the Flash likes to do their Christmas specials, like, yes, Christmas specials.
You're right, I was wrong. I don't know why I was.
Ooh, you got real cocky, and I was just gonna wait. I promise I know this one. No. But that one's a good one, and I really, also Toby Jones, you get Toby Jones, they can get basically any British actor they want on the show, so at least they used to.
And then there was the one, this also is on Christmas special, there's the one where they personified the TARDIS. That was Matt Smith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, at least I'm in the same run.
There you go.
All right, the same showrunner
you,
run.
But you like Matt Smith's run more than Russell T. Davies being the showrunner.
I do, just because I like Stephen Moffat's writing. Mm-hmm. Blink is one of my favorite Doctor Who episodes of all time. And so I checked in with Russell T. Davies' run occasionally, especially when there's a big moment, especially when they brought in the Master, who's my favorite Doctor Who villain.
Mm-hmm.
But never quite clicked for me, but I always loved Blink, and so when Stephen Moffat took over, I was like, I'm into this, and I watched it, and Matt Smith's intro is still to this day one of the best Doctor intros ever. His episode where he becomes the Doctor, the 11th Hour. It's just a great, like, hey, here's the show, here's the elements that people love about it, here's, you know what I mean? Like, it's just such a great introduction into that world.
Mm-hmm.
And I still love that first season. Some of the later Matt Smith seasons are not as strong as that first season.
This is not a full Doctor Who discussion, by the way, but they do kind of go like,
sneeze, though.
Bless you, while you do that. I'm just going to say, sometimes they go a little too, bless you, they go a little too big with their stories. It's like, this person is the person that will save the whole universe. Yeah. She is the impossible person. It's like, you can't keep doing that every single time.
Yeah, I think maybe he had these ideas since he was a kid, but he burned through them in that first season. So he was like, now I have to come up with new ones. I like Matt Smith, but I actually think I might like Capaldi's Doctor better.
I did want to mention, this is the one that I will always 100% forget, is The Return of Dr. Mysterio, and that's the Christmas episode with the superhero, and that's when the kid accidentally swallows the thing that lets him grant one wish and becomes Clark Kent.
That's actually
Clark
a really
Kent.
Good episode.
It is. Like, so, you know what? Some of the episodes, there's a lot of Doctor Who, so that's fair, but and they do blend together, but there are a lot of solid Doctor Who episodes.
I liked the one I liked the Last River Song one, because I thought that was a good way to
send her
send off River Song. And then The Time of the Doctor is Matt Smith's final one, and that was a Christmas episode.
It is
the
final one.
But the crossover one with the three Doctors was not a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
It is a good episode.
That is a really good episode. But we could get
Tom Baker in there.
We could do a Doctor Who episode later. So I do want to talk about the most recent season.
I haven't watched it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to. We watched the first episode, and I enjoyed that. And I just haven't had time between all of our other things to check it out. So I'm hoping to be able to go back and catch up.
But I was talking about the CW shows and The Flash, and I really enjoy when we had in the first season, it was the first like Christmas-centric episode, and it's when they finally revealed Reverse Flash, full costume, everything. And that's when we already knew that Harrison Wells was like the something's going on, you know what I mean? And that was the full like reveal, and also like Barry learning more, and you're just really getting an idea of like how big of a threat like the evil speedster is. Like it's been done a little bit, and it's still scary when it happens. a little bit. But I fondly remember that first episode because I was absolutely terrified, and it showed how smart Eobard was. You're like,
yeah, I think Arrow had a really good Christmas. I think this was a Christmas episode because they were homage and Christmas Carol was Three Ghosts, and that was the big reveal in season 2. That was the big reveal of Slade being in the present and being the threat there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also the episode. Is that one of not Amiko? That's his sister, Shadow. Mm-hmm. I think she probably died earlier than that, but like she comes back and Tommy comes back, and that was the big big arc of season 2 because Tommy had died in season 1. And you got the reveal of Slade, which surprised me just because I felt like, because they teased Slade and I felt like, cool, this is going to be a threat in 5 seasons. You know what I mean? It's like, no, we're getting to it now. You know what I mean?
It was a very good episode.
Which might have thrown season 3 and 4 off balance a little bit. But hey, you know.
You could have stretched it out. Yeah. But no, they wanted to tell a good story right then and there. Yeah. Also, Black Mirror did a Christmas episode, which has been praised a lot.
I'm sure it was super happy.
Oh, definitely. No, 100%. Yeah. But their formula was 3 stories that you visited that ended up all tying together in the end. And with that, we had Jon Hamm starring in like the main story, which was really interesting. And you learn more about all these characters. Actually, one of the actors was in Hot Fuzz, and he was in Jurassic World. And I want to get his name really quick.
Nice. Have you ever seen what China is doing? Listen, this is our Christmas episode. We can talk about whatever the hell we want. All right. Mm-hmm. Did you see China has like crazy facial recognition technology? Like they basically track everybody in Hong Kong all the time, like to get into your apartment, it's face recognition, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at, it was a Vice report that she was interviewing this guy, and she was kind of like, where do you see the future going? He's like, you know, Black Mirror, where you can rate people off the stuff they do. And she's like, that's a horror show. Mm-hmm. And he smiles, but he's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's not a good. We don't want that. Mm-hmm. That's a thing we don't want.
No, they have social currency now.
I know.
Like that's it's they're already doing it.
Yeah, so. And they're stoked about it. Yeah. And it freaks me out.
I mean, they're just having fun.
Yeah.
Hey, don't poo-poo their fun. They're having fun over there. But Rafe Spell, that's his name, and he was in Hot Fuzz, which is a great movie. Not a Christmas movie.
No, technically.
Just feels like it is.
So when it comes to Christmas specials, for me, I guess a lot of people, you go back to when you're young. For me, the go-tos are How the Grinch Stole Christmas original. Mm-hmm. All right? Don't give me any of that Jim Carrey Illumination crap. Mm-hmm. All right? We want to get to the original How the Grinch Stole Christmas, still beautifully animated, still just a really amazing. Is it Vincent Price that voices him in that?
Oh, I have no idea. I've only watched that when I was being babysat when I was a kid.
Oh, my gosh.
It does. Oh, it's amazing. I 100% agree. Oh, guess what? You're going to have a little bit. Boop.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Boris Karloff. Boris Karloff voices the Grinch.
Kid's favorite voice.
No, but it's beautiful. And the narrator. It's a beautiful thing. And the other one is Charlie Brown Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's classic.
Also, the Grinch animated gave us the song. And that's what everyone gets most excited about. By the way, I wanted to mention in the Black Mirror episode, the what's called White Christmas. And it gave you one of your most nightmarish stories. It's where what if you had, so I love the idea of a smart home, but their version of it is they suck literally as much fun out of it as they possibly
it's
can.
It's shocking.
Because so they're like, so they implant a little computer on your brain, and it scans how your brain thinks and how it works, and like, this is what you like, this is what you dislike, everything like that. And you take out a little chip and they put it in a little machine, and that machine basically sets it to like, kind of can figure out what you're gonna like, and make your home perfect, and like that's, you know, cool idea.
Yeah.
But instead of like making it fun, they make it awful because it literally takes your like consciousness. Mm-hmm. And like, while you're a person, fine, you're also in there, and your body doesn't like know, this version of you doesn't know that, but like you're a full living person inside that, like this little like thing that like mounts on your freaking kitchen counter or whatever, and like John Hamm is the person who like calibrates it. Yeah. So he's talking to you in there, and he's like, just so you know, you have to be in control of the entire house, and like that's what you're gonna be doing from now on. And he, since you can't die, he basically is like, cool, so you're gonna feel what it's like to live in there for 1500 years. And then he lets it happens in like a second for him.
Yeah.
But that thing in there, that like brain, experiences all of that, so you just torture that brain until it's submissive. So there are problems with it, I'll tell you. What,
yeah,
there are problems.
You're like, I want it, but we need to figure out some of the kinks. How can
we not do that part?
Yeah. So what are you, growing up, what were some of your go-to Christmas specials?
Well, the Grinch was the big one for my family, because they are the ones, and well, I mean, not Christmas specials, Die Hard, and I don't care what anyone says, that's the movie we watched at Christmas time. Yeah. And that was really important. But I'll tell you, Charlie Brown as a kid always kind of bored me, because he's not a fun character.
Nah.
His people around him make him more fun. He's pretty milquetoast. He's pretty he's bagel faced.
I get what you're saying. I still like, when I get in the spirit, I got two albums that I throw on. I got, it's Bing Crosby's, is it White Christmas?
I had to look it up, by the way, really quick, what my favorite one was, and it's The Holiday Armadillo from Friends. That was the one we watched as a kid. It's nice. The episode of Friends where Ross has a kid, Ben, and he wants to show that, like, being Jewish is cool. Like, it's good that you get to celebrate Hanukkah. And, like, but obviously, like, they live in New York, and it's like the 90s or like late 2000s by this point when we were watching it. But, like, so it's, you know, you want to go sit on Santa's lap, you don't. Yeah. And there's also not really a character, you know, an anthropomorphic, like, character that represents your entire Moses. Holiday.
he wasn't around for Hanukkah. I know. I'm just saying, he's iconic.
The menorah. Yeah. You can't really animate that. It's not as fun. But so he goes to a Halloween store in December, and like, he's like, yeah, there's no Santa outfits. I can't. He's like, he wanted Santa to like teach his son more about Hanukkah, because it's also important.
Yeah.
And he's like, so he gets a armadillo outfit, and it's like, it's intense. Like, it's a good outfit. And he tries it. He brings presents, so he's able to get his kid to like be excited about it. But then like, his friends, that he heard that he want, oh, friends get it.
Yeah.
His friends like know that he wanted a Santa outfit, so one of them shows up as Santa, and then Joey, because he's an idiot, shows up as Superman, and like the kid immediately gets most excited about Superman and Santa, and doesn't care about the armadillo. But then they all end up coming together, and they teach him about
what though?
They teach him about Hanukkah and Christmas.
Think about this: instead of Santa, for Hanukkah, you should have Superman come in, because he was created by Jewish people. He should be your Jewish Santa. There's literally almost no reason that Superman couldn't be the Jewish Santa.
He has just as much connection to the
holiness of the holiday as Santa does the Christmas.
I was so about to say, like, well, he's not a religious figure, like
like Santa, the religious importance of Santa.
Hey, you know what?
I mean, I get it. He's supposed to be based off Saint Nicholas. I understand that, but let's be real. The jolly guy in the red suit is a Coca-Cola ad that we've made into a person.
Mm-hmm.
Superman could be. I would start saying, like, hey, man, can I get on this Hanukkah thing? You've got Superman. Hold on.
I mean, you know what? I'll be, as a late Christian, I'll be like, you know, you handle that side of it. I'm going to pitch a new sidekick to Santa.
Okay.
They got Rudolph, but we can't talk.
What about Black Tom? Was that his name?
And every time that comes back, it's always like, you know, Americans are too sensitive about, you know, other people's cultures. But man, that's just a racist stereotype.
Yeah.
That's like how the lips.
Yeah.
Like listen.
Just because nobody where you live will call you out on it does not make it okay.
You know what I mean?
We just have people here that will be like, hey, that's not okay. And we'll be like, all right.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, we're getting into Christmas traditions now, but I do say, Europe, the thing you do nail is Christmas markets, because I will never shut up about
those.
You
will never shut up about the Christmas markets.
You say this is your favorite time of year, but you don't even know the people who like nail it.
Yeah. What if I went to someplace like Europe in Christmas and it's snowing and it's cold and there's Christmas markets and I hate it?
Well,
and I just like the idea of it. And then once I actually experience it, I'm like, oh, wait, this sucks. Take me back to California.
Well, I went when it wasn't snowing and it was great. And so, and then
I think it also sounds great. But what if my life is a lie, is what I'm saying?
I'm not lying to you about this.
Okay.
I probably fibbed about a few things. But hey, it's tis the season. Forget think like Superman and forgive your name. Yeah. I'm gonna. Whoo! Anyway, we're backing out of this. But you know what, gang? You know what we should do to spread some holiday cheer? Let's give a quick shout out to some of the people who have supported us, and in a very specific way. And that's when you go over to iTunes and give us 5-star reviews.
We love it.
At first, you're like 5-star reviews. I gotta save my stars up, gang. I can't just be throwing those around town. But guess what, gang? You can give them out as many times as you want. No problem. And also, it helps us get higher up in the iTunes chart so more people can see us. Our audience can grow. We get to do more things. You get more episodes. It's literally win, 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 win.
Win, 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 win. Mm-hmm. So we got one here from Cobra Commander. Please and thank you. Love the name. Just go on and get them little ears wet. Hey there, my people. Being a college-aged boy, all my nerdy friends are spread out across the country. Definitely finding it hard to express my nerdier side with the normie friends I have here. Well, thanks to these boys and girls sometime, I feel like I'm back at my friend's house talking all the nerdy things we love. This podcast truly feels like home. Thank you, Sam and DJ. Much love to the moist little overlords. I like that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. We also have one from Milton, which is a good name. Enjoy, 5 stars. Do yourself a favor and start listening to this podcast, and you will have a reason to like Mondays at least a wee bit more. Just enjoy. You're going to enjoy. You're going to have a good
just
time.
Enjoy.
Hey, we appreciate those reviews and everyone else who has written them. If you've written them before, you can go ahead and mosey on over.
Please.
And do one more.
We do read all of them, and they're all tremendously appreciated.
And if you're like, I don't use iTunes, you fools. Well, you do know where an Apple store is. You can go right in there, make an Apple ID, and write a quickie review.
Come on.
I'm not asking too much here.
So for me, talking about Christmas specials, but also Christmas movies, when I'm trying to get in the Christmas spirit, it's like maybe I'm making breakfast, and I want to put on some music that gets me feeling Christmassy. I'll throw on the album White Christmas, starring Bing Crosby, because that boy's pipes are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, highly recommend the Road 2 movies with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. They're highly entertaining.
Are they They are Christmas movies?
They are not Christmas movies. Oh, they're just the Road to Bali, Road to Rio. It's just it used to be a thing where you'd have a comedian and a crooner go on wacky adventures.
Classic.
Yeah, but I highly recommend the Road 2 movies. Charlie Brown Christmas. I like throwing on the music for that. Like, as a kid, I know you found it boring. I don't think I loved it as a kid. As an adult, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
The music is amazing. The music is Christmas to me.
White Christmas was a movie that, like, my parents loved Doris Day movies. So, I don't believe she's in White Christmas.
No.
But it was in... It's on the same DVD, VHS shelf. And we would watch that all the time. I'd be like, oh, God. All these old people are snowed in. Please, for the love of God, something else happen. But it is a good movie, and it is praised for good reason.
You know,
also, Christmas Story, It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, Home Alone, Home Alone 2, which I feel is a superior one.
The Santa Claus.
Elf. Santa Claus.
You can take the sequels and just throw them away. As far as I'm concerned, the first The Santa Claus is...
That one and the third one, Jack Frost. No, that one's garbage.
I do like what they did with Jack Frost's hair. It's like, icicles. I like the design of
late 90s frosted tips.
No, like literally it's ice.
It's
frosted. And it's also Martin Short.
It's NSYNC. It's frosted tips.
NSYNC. It's Martin Short as Mr. Freeze. As Jack Frost.
You know the Christian symbol, Mr. Freeze. Also,
we got Superman over in Hanukkah. We got Mr. Freeze over on Christmas.
By the way, Nightmare Before Christmas is going to be a Christmas movie for me. Polar Express, you've mentioned this, and I tried to take a peek at it recently just because I was curious.
It doesn't age great, although CGI. I did enjoy it as a younger person.
And a fun rom-com to watch, because Love Actually is out there, but there's a few of those stories that I get tired watching. But
yes.
The Holiday, do you remember that movie?
No.
It was Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, Jude Law, and Jack Black. You know, the four juggernauts at the time. No, it's the movie where it's two female leads, so Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet. There are things online you can do this where you do a house swap, and you can stay whatever, and they experience each other's lives. So Kate Winslet moves from London, like it's a nice little cottage right outside London, to L.A., and Cameron Diaz goes to London. Cameron Diaz falls in love with her brother, Kate Winslet's brother, Jude Law.
Happens to be Jude Law, which, yeah, of course you do.
And then... Kate Winslet meets Jack Black. I don't think there's anything romantic there. They just kind of get to experience the glamorous Los Angeles Hollywood life, and it's just very sweet. And it's a good, if you guys want something a little heartwarming, that's a good one out there. But what you had pitched for this episode was coming up with our best hypothetical holiday
specials. I don't even know if I was the one to pitch it. I think we got it on the Discord. I think it was a Discord suggestion.
I believe it was Kate. put a shout out to Kate. Happy holidays,
Kate. Put a shout out to Kate. So if what holiday special would you like to see?
Well, I honestly, I like that when shows embrace it more. I understand you want to be more accepting of like other cultures, but also one of the things that like Justice League and a lot of other, even Black Mirror, in the sense, I'll bring it back around. I like that they tell multiple stories in one story. We get to experience like what the holidays are like, and even our comic book specials. There's a lot of really good ones out there that like they just get to let you experience the world and other people's stories throughout. Also, last year's DC holiday special, Wally West. The younger Wally West got to be prominently featured, and him and Tar Pit teamed up, and it was really fun.
Nice.
He threw snow on Tar Pit, so he frees. Well, I summed up the, now you don't need to read it. I summed it up for
you. Wait. So he teamed up with Tar Pit, or did he freeze him?
Yeah, he froze him, and then he teamed up with him.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then he went to, then he sent him to prison, because bad guy.
You
got sent to prison, bad guy. But no, I like the idea of more holiday specials that get to show you other people's like traditions, like culturally, or if it's religious based.
More shows had holiday
specials. Oh, 100%.
So, like, but Breaking Bad holiday special.
I don't see a reason why our superhero shows couldn't do it more. And also animated shows, they do their fair share, but how did I forget this? Bob's Burgers does a Thanksgiving episode, a Halloween episode, and a Christmas episode every single year. Last year it was their first hour long one, and I think it's them testing out the format because they want to make a movie in 2020. They're going to make one, and it was just like seeing how they did. They had Todrick Hall on. If you guys are fans of Disney covers online, his voice is freaking crazy.
Nice.
And it's instead of Krampus, they teach us about the Bleakin, which is just another version of Krampus that comes in and steals presents, and he's a very fast looking goat Santa. So you know,
one of those fast ghost Santas.
There is a good one, but I would love more of my shows to be able to hop in there. And I think our CW shows are a perfect example of like you could button up your story early and be like, what's it like? What's happening on Earth? And like, go tell a story over there. Legends of Tomorrow could definitely embrace the holidays.
You know what would be really cool? Getting off track a little bit. One thing I really like about The Expanse is that they incorporate, they integrate short stories. Game of Thrones does the same thing where there's the novels, and then there's these little short stories that are other places in the world. The Expanse, the show, incorporates the short stories into the backstory of their episodes. So you might have your main plot, and then they'll cut to other characters dealing with something that thematically relates, even if it doesn't directly tie into what's happening. So it'd be cool. If you, like, maybe one episode, they've got like 24 episodes a season. One episode is like, hey, we're just going to be on Earth, whatever, this episode. We're just going to go. We're just going to pop into another place and just see what they're doing. And maybe it connects thematically. Maybe it doesn't connect at all. Especially if you're building towards Crisis of Infinite Earths. Let's drop in on some of those Earths before we start crisising them, huh?
Yeah. You know? Oh, man, we kind of missed the boat, though. That would have been really good. Yeah. Like, you did your Elseworlds, and then it's like, but on Elseworlds, let's go take a look at what else people are doing on the other worlds. That's what I was trying to say.
Else peeps.
Yeah. What are they up to? Because that would have been, you're right, that would have been a really good way to introduce that.
Yeah. But I like the idea of doing other Christmas stuff. What are some shows you watch that, like, Good Place could do a really mean Christmas special?
Oh, man, that would be an interesting one, because I love that The Good Place and The Bad Place both have they don't have Christmas. It's like, it's, they have their celebrations. Like, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just a little different, because it's like, no, they don't acknowledge a religion. They're like, oh, the religions are pretty close, you know. Like, so they have their own like distinct holidays, like, because they've introduced the accountants on the show, where it's like, what is this boring office area, like, how do they celebrate that? Also, The Office has plenty of amazing Christmas episodes. Benihana Christmas, a episode that probably didn't age well, you let me know in the comments, when he has to mark his air quote girlfriend because he can't tell apart from the other woman at the party. Have you seen that episode?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I don't rewatch The Office like you do. I watched it when it aired.
Uh-huh. You're missing out.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of goodies.
And then I bailed out after Michael left.
See, you're missing out. There's still some good ones in there.
I kept on a little bit after, and then I was like, I'm okay.
It's like when you stopped eating the cereal near the bottom of the box,
mm-hmm.
but there's still marshmallows down there. You can go get them. Yeah, maybe the prize.
Like, there's like one or two marshmallows left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes the grain stuff's good too.
Here's something I am surprised. No, I'm not surprised. What if, bear with me on this one, Avengers Christmas special with Robert Downey Jr. and Chris, just like the Star Wars Christmas special, theoretically better, but with all those stars.
Oh, man. See, the only way you could really get this working is if you didn't say like the Star Wars Christmas special, because that's just, I think it's a really, like, Star Wars has had its bad eggs.
Yeah.
But that's the worst day.
The Ewok movies are in there too.
Oh, I've recently learned about those. Mm-hmm. Those are strange.
Yeah,
those are weird because they're full movies.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. What if we did another? What if we redeemed the Star Wars Christmas special and did another one?
What would you pitch? Which characters would you focus on?
So, we like the idea of the anthological nature of a Christmas episode, and you're celebrating other ones. I feel like setting yourself with a Wookiee family is already raising the bar too high because they don't speak English. So you're gonna have to make it a little bit easier on yourself.
There's so little actual talking in that.
All right, what's pineapple upside down cake was Maz Kanata. That was Steve Zaragoza's name for her. And I can't ever not think of that when I look at the character. Maz Kanata.
Yeah.
You're at whatever her cantina. It's the cantina. Yeah. That's the place she hangs out. You go to her place and she's with people that are kind of like space snowed in, whatever. Again, you're gonna come up with some bullshit. And they're alone for the holidays. So you want to start off, I think, a good holiday story, a really good one. So you have to start off a little sad. You know what I mean? Because it's there.
Oh.
It's lingering on the edges. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You start off a little sad because there's pressure with the holiday, getting presents and all that stuff. It's there's challenging elements to it. You start off a little sad. These people are alone for the holidays. Aww. So to brighten the mood, and there's these scoundrels, outlaws, they're sharing stories around whatever bullshit fake Star Wars holiday you're going to come up with, because if they celebrate Christmas, it's going to be super confusing.
You mean Life Day?
Yeah. Yeah. Life Actually, you Day. Know what? Let's bring it back. Let's Life bring it Day. Back. Redeem it. Maybe one of the people can be a Wookiees, because why not? Mm-hmm. And they share stories of life days they've had across the galaxy. So you get a bunch of other Star Wars characters, but it'd be cool to see, like, hey, what was Rey like? Maybe Rey has a story when she was a child. You know what I mean? And that way you don't have to get that actress in for a full whatever. You just have a new little girl actress, and you already set up to, the little girl's going to be cute. She's going to have a little bit of a sad story with a little bit of a redemption in it. You know what I mean?
And then, maybe she helps out a friend, because I've been, it bounced around my brain. I'm like, oh man, she was kind of like slavery.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe she like helps out a friend. Yeah. She spread some joy.
Exactly.
And we forget about
it. And then she pod races or something. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
man, that's what all kids are doing nowadays. Yeah, I'm really
they're
jealous.
Just pod racing. Or like maybe a story of young Finn as a stormtrooper. That's going to be sad, but maybe again you find a little bit of happiness in it. And it doesn't have to be, the beauty of Star Wars is there's so many characters, so many worlds. Every action figure they've made has a whole huge backstory. So like you introduce some other characters and they kind of share their stories. And
I think Poe Dameron would be a good one, because you can have the kid who has like, you get a kid that looks like Oscar Isaac, but you gotta have the same hair. It's gotta have that same classic,
that same little whoosh.
Iconic whoosh. It's like he's got good Superman hair too.
Yeah,
that's basically what you're going for. But also it seems like he was more well off. Hey, guess what, gang? I don't know anything about that character that has been established in the past 4 years.
Yeah,
just don't know. But if you establish, like, I feel like he'd be more well off. That's where he learned how to fly.
I mean, there's a whole backstory comic. His parents were at the Battle of Yavin.
Of course they were. Uh-huh. Everyone was there.
Exactly.
But no, you
everybody who's anybody was there.
In my pitch would be that, like, you'd have him actually be more well.
Ooh. Young Kylo.
Being a pissy little kid. Mm-hmm. What if he started out fine? And
he probably did start out fine. And that'll be good, because then you... Okay, so again, we're back to difficulty, because then do you get old Harrison Ford to like be his dad? Or is it just Kylo on his own? Let's... You know what? Animate it. Have it be... You know that person that did young Kylo Ren in the art style of Calvin and Hobbes?
Yes.
Just have a little animated short that's that.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's how you do Star Wars stuff. That's really a way that you could fix a lot of stuff, because you could... There's no limitations.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure the best Star Wars stuff since the original trilogy is animated stuff.
Ooh, that's truth.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's 100% truth.
So you're right, especially if you...
It's what made the fans most happy has been everything that's animated. Yeah, there's Rebels, really very little negativity around that stuff.
Clone Wars. But has there been a lot of traditional hand-drawn Star Wars stuff? That feels like a missed opportunity to me.
Yeah, I agree. I could also see like an anime style. I could see something like hyper realistic like that.
Okay, all right. So we're doing an animated Star Wars Christmas special.
Yep.
And it's anthological. Everybody's in their own little, talking about their own little stories, and they're each done in a different animation style.
There you go. Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what came rushing back to my brain this morning when I woke up?
What?
It was, I don't know why, but all of a sudden I was like, oh yeah, they made those animated Matrix movies.
The Animatrix.
That's what I could, in my brain, I couldn't connect, like, what would you call it? And then I didn't need to Google it, because I didn't need that information in
they
my brain.
They did a similar thing before The Dark Knight came out. There was this like little like animated anime.
Really?
Batman anthology that was supposed to like bridge the gap, and it's like, no, you just throw that in the trash. Yeah. It has nothing to do with The Dark Knight or Batman Begins. Killer Croc is in it.
Mm.
It's cool though. Brian Azzarello wrote one. All the art styles are really cool. It's cool. It's just like, don't try and do the mental gymnastics to connect that to Dark Knight and Batman Begins.
Remember Brian Azzarello? Didn't he write the connecting piece for the Killing Joke movie, like the extra stuff?
I mean, he was part of the, yes.
He wrote that. He's credited as the sole writer of that. Yeah. Just putting that out there.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, it was tough.
That was and Bruce Timm produced it. There's a lot of oopsie.
Mark Hamill's in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of oopsie. Kevin Conroy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get that it's a classic. Alan Moore doesn't even like that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, The Killing Joke?
Yeah, he's kind of like, I think that's my least deep story I've written.
Not to get too off track, I know you've looked into like Grant Morrison and Alan Moore's like feud or whatever. Yeah. Like you're at least aware of it. Have you read his recent interview where someone had to ask him about it again?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, interesting. It's that like Grant Morrison really just doesn't like Watchmen. Like he's like, I don't like it. He thinks it's a bad thing. Yeah.
Yeah, because Watchmen, the whole point of Watchmen is that superheroes are fascist and they suck.
Yeah.
And that's not Grant Morrison's point of view on anything. He literally wrote a book about how we could be superheroes.
Yeah. Yeah. You should, but you and should also hear look some at them. Of his quotes. It's interesting.
Grant Morrison is completely shaved head, clean shaven. Alan Moore is just like a Wookiee.
Yeah. He can never lose hair. Yeah. He just keeps getting more. Yeah, he gets all of our lost hairs.
So, yeah, of course it makes sense.
By the way,
that's also a mistake Zack Snyder made in his adaption of Watchmen. It's like, yeah, he adapted the panels, but it doesn't appear that he understood that Alan Moore did not think those characters were good people.
Yeah, they're all basically their own heroes.
Yeah, they're all. Alan Moore is not a fan of, especially at the time, of superhero fiction.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I figured out what the best Christmas special is, and it's a sadder one, but it nothing's topped it. It's honestly, it's the one that I will go back to, and I can't wait to show my kids it because it's so good. It's the Hey Arnold Christmas special where. It's more of a Christmas episode, but I'll call it a Christmas special. It's where he helps Mr. Nguyen find his daughter, and it's like it dives into like Vietnam and like
I remember that.
Yeah, it's a really good episode, and it's just and Helga gets a really good moment where it's like her whole thing is like she's mean to Arnold, but she is a good person deep down, and it's her best moment, 100%. It's she helps find. Mr. Nguyen's daughter. She's the one that forces this dude to or fully convinces this dude to spend a little bit more time working on Christmas to find this woman who's missing in New York. Not missing, she's living her own life, but connecting him up because they just couldn't. Mr. Nguyen didn't have the resources to do that. And that was such a good episode. By the way, do an Avengers animated one. That's really Christmas stuff is, if you do Avengers stuff, make an animated. You see Spider-Verse works, cool. We'll do an animated one.
That's something actually I want to dive into what you're saying more, but before we do that, I do think you could very easily do a Spider-Verse Christmas special. Especially he has a holiday album in that universe in the but something else I was thinking about, you know how like How to Train Your Dragon is a good example. There's the core movies, but then there is an animated series, Kung Fu Panda 2.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that for Spider-Verse?
Yeah, that would be a really good, that'd be a smart decision. Yeah. That would be unbelievably, that'd be just really smart. Also, you can bounce around to the other dimensions too. You can. There's a lot of fun anthological stories you could tell.
So going back to this idea of an Avengers Christmas Carol, Avengers Christmas special. We fixed Star Wars Christmas special. We made an animated anthology dealing with some of the new stuff. What do we do? How do we make an Avengers Christmas special?
Easy. It's led by Doctor Strange, and he's going through all the different dimensions, and he's showing you kind of like being a ghost, kind of like doing the astral projection, and he's flying through people's houses doing his cloaky thing.
Okay, I like where you're going, but you mentioning made him ghost made me think of Christmas Carol, which I think is one of my all-time favorite Christmas stories. Also, the Muppet Christmas Carol is I think probably my favorite adaptation of that story.
Here's
your pitch. Weirdly, it's just so good.
You get a comedy animated short where everyone's experiencing their own Christmas Carol, and so Doctor Strange's gotta be like, all right, we got a ghost problem.
Yeah,
basically Ghostbusters, and he's going through and he's teaming up with like, you got Luke Cage because it's animated, you can do whatever you want. You got Spider-Man, you get Captain America,
but they're voiced by Benedict Cumberbatch and Mike Colter.
Every single one of them. Daredevil, that one's confusing because he there should be no reason any of his senses pick up.
What if
that's
the only thing he can see is a ghost?
What a nightmare. Everything's the world on fire.
Yeah, so hold on. So what if, but what if you took this idea of the ghost thing and you did A Christmas Carol, and then, who's your Scrooge? Tony Stark, obviously. Mm-hmm. So Doctor Strange would be the ghost of Christmas past because he has the time stone.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Who would be the ghost of Christmas present?
Or is the ghost of Christmas past Captain America? Because he's
from, yeah, let's do that. Ghost of Christmas past is Captain America. Mm-hmm. Ghost of Christmas present is Doctor Strange. And then Ghost of Christmas yet to come has to be a little bit scary.
Ooh.
Loki, no.
Or is it scary? Or because it is scary. It but is also scary. It's maybe, since it's maybe it's someone that he's mentored that goes, I mean, it's got to be somebody that kind of like shows him something.
I mean, Spider-Man is the future, but like I think it should be something scary. By the way, good Christmas comic is Batman Noel. Written and drawn by Liebermejo. He's working on Batman Damned right now. This is a more family-friendly one. And it is A Christmas Carol, but with Batman. Ghost of Christmas...
Bat.
Wait, what is... Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come is Joker. Ghost of Christmas Present is Superman.
Hmm.
And maybe Ghost of Christmas Past is Catwoman?
Well, I don't know.
Read it. I've never heard of it. Yeah, no, it's a good comic. I recommend it.
For Tony Stark, though, his kid... You know, it's like, it's tough. No, it's like,
gotta be scary. It's Thanos. Kang. It's Thanos.
It's Thanos.
Yeah. It's, Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come as Thanos.
It's Space Whale. The one he's having dreams about.
We're gonna make Avengers Endgame is the Christmas special.
Ooh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, for sure. When they're time traveling around to their past events, it's always Christmas.
You know who would actually do really well, a group of characters that I think would do really well with a Christmas special?
Spider-Man's Rogues.
I mean, yeah, but mm-hmm. I was thinking of the Guardians.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I don't know. I guess the only one that would know is Star-Lord.
Oh, this is a great joke running around online, is that there's no reason Peter should believe that Santa's not real, based on, like, he got abducted at a super young age, and he's seen stuff that doesn't make any sense. They fought an interdimensional, like, tentacle hentai monster that came through shooting rainbows.
Part of the second movie.
It's awesome. Yeah. And it's, but also, so it's like, yeah, Santa delivers presents. No. Yeah, there's no reason for me not to think.
I mean,
they
literally
possible.
Know a guy that can create portals through time and space. So it's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
why not?
Yeah. So I would love that he's like, no, I believe in Santa. Like, there's the whole time it's like, yeah, no, he fully believes in Santa. Everyone's kind of like a little skeptical.
Yeah.
You have Groot make a sleigh.
Boom.
Out of wood.
Boom.
Rocket clones himself, and he's the,
Reindeer. Yeah.
Yeah. You get it.
We're on there. Oh, we're on board.
Uh-huh. There's we would like to know from you guys, what would your perfect Christmas special would be? We have our Avengers one, we have our Star Wars one.
Is there one more for the road?
One more DC.
Okay.
There you go. Even though we've had a few. Mm-hmm. But I think here you go. Here's the new hit. Mm-hmm. You do Aquaman. There you go. You do Underwater Christmas. He brings, what is that? His favorite Earth tradition, Christmas, mm-hmm. and beer. And then he brings both of those down.
He does love, this version of Aquaman does love
but
beer.
Also you get the cool way Atlantis looks in James Wan's like world.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But, who are the scoundrels stealing all these presents? The Trench. And it's pretty much a nightmare.
The Trench is scary in that movie, man.
And guess who's leading him? Orm. And he's like, if I can't have Christmas,
the Aquaman's Christmas special.
Yeah. Animated too. You can do animated if you want. You can do live action if you want. Probably animated based on money, but like, would be fun.
Listen, man, we're missing a whole other form of animated Christmas special, stop motion. Let's like the old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Gotcha.
All that stuff.
I was trying to think about any, nothing came to mind.
The old Rudolph and stuff like that. What if, Aquaman Christmas special.
Yeah.
Stop motion animated the same way as the classic Rudolph Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the one with the snowman.
Frosty?
Yeah.
That one. I mean, this could work.
Yeah, this could work. I would watch that.
There's not too much DC like stuff to work with.
DC Universe app.
There you go. They need some stuff. They need some content. By the way, we should give a plug really quick. I know you mentioned this on the pull list, but Klaus is getting another issue that they
picked up right now. Yeah.
What's it called?
It's I don't remember. It's Klaus and the Weeping Snowman
or something like that. I think so, yeah. Crying Snowman, something like that, which looks great. And I'm going to go pick up. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. And then I also picked up the full like story of Klaus. And now this year, I'm treating myself to all the side stories, which I've heard good stuff from you.
They're mixed. They're not. It's just
the first one's
fun.
Pretty much perfect.
Yeah, they just go crazy with each one, and so it's a fun. It's a fun tradition. It's a cool little like different take on all the Christmas traditions and stuff like that.
Have you seen the hardcover of Klaus?
Yeah, yeah, when you got it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, you were there when we were in Seattle.
Yeah.
The gold leaf on the edge. Ooh, it's special to me. It's a good book. That's a special gold leaf. That's a special one. But guys, let us know what your what's special to you during the holiday season. Is it Christmas? Is it not? Are you guys going to do any fun traditions? Let us know in the Discord, which you can join for as low as $1 at patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. We have a bunch of content still coming out on our YouTube and on our Patreon, so stay tuned. Make sure you check all that out on our social media, like on Twitter, at onlystupidanswers.
You got the vowels from stupid.
At onlystupidanswers. Everywhere else, but I'm at Sam Basher.
And I'm at DJ Talks Trash. And thank you for joining us. And I think this is the last episode of 2018. Mm-hmm. So thank you all for an amazing 2019. We're going to be back next week to talk about our favorite stuff from 2018.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been a great year. We're super excited about to go into 2019. And we got some fun stuff planned for y'all. So thank you for being a part of this, letting us do this. And we're excited to see your family grow in 2019.
Hell yeah. Happy holidays to you all. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.